You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performance arts. And even though most performance arts venues have had to close their doors for the most part during this pandemic, one has still kept going virtually, providing entertainment and performance options online. I'm talking about the Carytown Concert House, and we're so delighted to be joined now by Monica Swartout-Bebo, Artistic and Executive Director of the Carytown Concert House. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Just in case there's one person or two, maybe two or three, who are not intimately familiar with the Carytown Concert House, tell us about it.
We are an intimate 110-seat venue that is literally in an old house, old Victorian-style home, in the Carytown Marketplace of Ann Arbor, Michigan. It was converted about 36 years ago to a concert house setting and, you know, masterclass and voice, you know, lessons upstairs setting by founder Deanna Relier.
So what has your situation been over the past year? Have you been able to open at all? Have you stayed closed all the time? I know you're doing a lot online.
We are doing everything online right now. We have not tried to open our doors to audiences, in part because the setting is so intimate. It's a small enclosed space, so we have decided to focus exclusively, for now anyway, on our virtual concert series, which we have called Live at the 415, which is a nod to our street address, 415 North 4th Avenue.
And who have you featured?
We've continued with our diverse offerings of anything from classical to avant-garde to jazz to cabaret. We see a lot of Paul Keller and Ellen Rowe, Sean Dobbins, Marion Hayden on the jazz side, Pete Sears, of course, on the jazz side. We've even featured New York artist Emma Cohen. We have classical artists who have come and performed for us. This Sunday, in fact, we'll have Su Yin Huang giving a piano recital of Schumann and Brahms music on our treasured Hamburg Steinway. Louis Nagel appears frequently. Basically, I am reaching out to all the amazing local artists in this area and trying to get everyone in whenever it is safe to do so. And when it isn't safe to do so, I have tried to find a way to still present music for our audiences, either streaming people from their homes, artists from their homes, or just presenting pre-recorded videos.
But I also have heard you figured out a way to have artists come inside Carytown Concert House and something about a big plastic sheet between them and the video. And so you figured out a way to safely distance do that.
We have. As we were diving into this, I thought we've got to find a way to make everyone feel really comfortable, including the staff. So, you know, we have a very small staff who helps manage the live streams. And I asked our wonderful volunteer and performer, Lisa Tucker Gray, who appears in Wine, Women, and Song and other concerts at Carytown Concert House, and her wife, Kim Tucker Gray, who is a master of all things. I asked if she would build us a temporary sound booth kind of situation at the back of our main hall. And she did. She built a lightweight frame that we've attached a seal of this plastic construction grade sheeting. So the staff is able to blurrily see the artists, you know, and hear the artists. But there is that separation, that protection, that added layer of protection of exposure from each other.
Now, speaking of Wine, Women, and Song, it's still happening this coming weekend.
It is. This is our 19th wow. Wine, Women, and Song series. It's unbelievable that it's happened for that many years, but it is. And the idea of not doing something, just we couldn't even imagine that. So we have pulled from over a decade of archived videos from past performances, and we've created a new show that is relevant and timely and hopeful. And it's interwoven in these video collage of past performances, our current messages from all of the women and musicians who participate to our audiences. So it's kind of a love letter to our fans.
And you can watch it all online?
Yes. So it'll be available for two different limited airings. The first is this Saturday at 7:30. And the second is next Sunday, February 7th at 4:15.
What has been your inspiration for keeping these events and concerts going in a global health crisis?
For me, the initial inspiration was we have to bring a bright spot to the community. I just felt compelled, and my staff felt compelled to bring some kind of beauty in the midst of such chaos and uncertainty and really scary, you know, the fear of the unknown. That was my initial inspiration or reaction, I guess, maybe is a more appropriate term. And so I started just sort of writing a blog and featuring some of our favorite artists and posting some videos of their performances. And that got such a great response from our audiences that I just one thing sort of layered on to another. It just felt unacceptable to do nothing. And I think it helps that we're such an intimate venue. We have a small space, a small staff, and it gives us some flexibility that I think other organizations that are bigger maybe don't have as much of. So if we've just gotten really good at plan Bs, if we had a plan to feature an artist and then the emergency order said, no, you can't have anybody in the house right now, then we try to just pivot and find another way to feature that artist or something else. It's just been a succession of plan Bs. But I'm inspired to do it because I am getting such amazing gratitude from our audiences. And I also feel so happy to be able to support artists. I mean, they have just been hit so hard, and it is an honor and a mission to make sure that they're working and still doing what they do that brings all of us fulfillment and beauty and happiness, joy, all those things. It's just important to keep bringing bright spots to people right now.
I like how you put that, an honor and a mission to keep us entertained and connected. That is Monica Suerta-Bibo, Artistic and Executive Director of the Carytown Concert House. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
I'm so happy to be able to have the opportunity to do so.